Good morning. Today I will be discussing a method to predict first trimester weight using multiple imputation and a random effects model to evaluate gestational weight gain among Latinas. Researchers typically use self-reported pre-pregnancy weight to calculate pre-pregnancy BMI and as a starting point to calculate gestational weight gain during pregnancy, as a measured weight close to the time of conception is rarely available. Previous studies have justified the use of self-reported pre-pregnancy weight based on studies from the late 1980s and early 1990s that reported a high correlation between measured and self-reported weights in the U.S. population and in a population of pregnant adolescents. However, high correlation does not equal close agreement. A study by Yu and Nagy examined the agreement between self-reported pre-pregnancy weight and an estimated pre-pregnancy weight in a population of 1,600 low-income, primarily minority pregnant women. The estimated pre-pregnancy weight was calculated by subtracting 3.3 pounds from the mean of measured first trimester weights to account for weight gain during the first trimester. Although the Pearson correlation coefficient was high, there was low agreement between the self-reported and estimated pre-pregnancy weights. On average, the estimated pre-pregnancy weight was 4.3 pounds larger than the self-reported pre-pregnancy weight. And in the entire population, self-reported pre-pregnancy weight was anywhere from 27 pounds less to 19 pounds more than the estimated pre-pregnancy weight. The limits of agreement between estimated and self-reported pre-pregnancy weight also became wider as self-reported pre-pregnancy weight increased. So this indicates a potentially serious problem, in that self-reported pre-pregnancy weight may not actually be an accurate measure of pre-pregnancy weight in low-income minority populations. The study by Yu and Nagy also brings into question the accuracy of gestational weight gain estimates calculated using self-reported pre-pregnancy weight. This issue is of particular interest to our research team, as our current study, Healthy Moms, was conducted in a population of pregnant Spanish-speaking Latino women who are primarily low-income and recent immigrants. So we decided to take a quick look at self-reported pre-pregnancy weight in our study population. We first considered only Healthy Moms participants with both a self-reported pre-pregnancy weight and at least one measured weight in the first trimester. And these graphs plot the weight data for 10 women with large changes in gestational weight during that time. The self-reported pre-pregnancy weight is plotted at gestational week zero, which is here on the left side of the graph, using markers with a solid fill. And the measured weights are plotted between gestational weeks 4 and 14, using markers with an open fill. Each line on these graphs represents the weight data for an individual woman. So first, looking at women with multiple measured weights in the first trimester, you'll notice that there is only a small amount of gain during the first 13 weeks, or during the first trimester. So consider the woman with weights plotted in brown on the graph on the left. Her measured weights range from 151 pounds at week 4 to 153 pounds at week 13, a net gain of 2 pounds in the first trimester. Previous studies have estimated a mean gain between 1.1 and 4.4 pounds during the first 13 weeks of pregnancy. However, the graph on the left displays the weight data for women who reportedly gained more than 35 pounds during the first trimester, and the graph on the right displays the weight data for women that reportedly lost at least 25 pounds during the first trimester, according to self-reported pre-pregnancy weight. For example, again consider the woman with weights plotted in brown in the graph on the left. According to her self-reported pre-pregnancy weight of 100 pounds, she supposedly gained 53 pounds during the first trimester. So in our study population, the amount of weight gain or weight loss in the first trimester appears questionable. However, we need a reliable starting point to measure gestational weight gain and postpartum weight retention in our study population. This means that we must first decide on the best starting point to use in our weight gain analyses, and then on the appropriate method to estimate that starting point should it not be measured for all women. We decided to use a weight at the end of the first trimester as the starting point in our weight gain analyses, specifically at gestational week 13. The graph on the left is an example of a weight gain curve that a healthcare provider might use to recommend appropriate gain to a woman at her first prenatal care visit. Each of the lines on this graph represent the recommended weight gain for women of a different BMI category. And these recommendations are based on data from previously published studies. The first trimester ends at gestational week 13, which is indicated here by the red line. After a small amount of weight gain in the first trimester, to the left of this red line, weight gain takes off in the second and third trimester and typically occurs at a linear rate. Using a weight at gestational week 13 as the starting point will simplify models for gestational weight gain analysis by restricting the analysis to the linear portion of this weight gain curve. Gestational weight gain can then be evaluated by looking at the rate of weight gain, or the slope, in the second and third trimesters, and at the adequacy of weight gain as defined by Institute of Medicine recommendations. So after deciding to use week 13 as our starting point, we then needed to develop a method to estimate weight at gestational week 13 for women who are not measured at this time point. We decided to use a slope-specific model, a subject-specific slope model, also known as a random effects model, to predict weight at gestational week 13. So to illustrate exactly what I mean by this, consider the scatter plot on the right of the slide. Each set of colored markers represents the measured weight data for an individual woman who is not measured at gestational week 13. The random effects model will calculate the subject-specific slope for each woman based on her measured weights. It can also use the calculated slope for each woman to predict a weight at gestational week 13. So with that goal in mind, I will first describe the study data available for this procedure. The purpose of Healthy Mothers on the Move, or Healthy Moms, was to demonstrate the effectiveness of a healthy lifestyle intervention to reduce behavioral and clinical risk factors for type 2 diabetes among pregnant and postpartum women. This study was a randomized controlled trial in a population of pregnant and postpartum Spanish-speaking Latino women living in Southwest Detroit and was developed based on community-based participatory research principles. So I will now walk you through an example of the data collection process in the study. A woman was typically recruited to participate in Healthy Moms after her first prenatal care visit. After agreeing to participate and providing informed consent, she was then randomized and completed the baseline study visit. Here she provided information on her sociodemographic characteristics, nutrition, physical activity, and social support. Physical measurements, including a measured weight, were also taken at this time. A woman randomized to the intervention group then attended a 14-class series with optional weekly activity days focused on characteristics of a healthy lifestyle, while a woman in the control group attended a 4-class series that provided general pregnancy education. Upon completion of the class series, or at approximately 28 weeks, the woman completed the follow-up data collection visit. Data collected at this visit was very similar to the baseline data collection visit and included a measured weight. All women were assumed to be attending routine prenatal care visits during this time, independent of study activities. Please keep in mind that this timeline is only an example, and that the actual gestational weeks when study visits and routine prenatal care visits occurred varied for each woman. 274 of the 276 Healthy Moms participants enrolled between 2003 and 2006 had a measured weight before the start of the intervention. In addition to weight data as collected as part of the Healthy Moms study, 190 women also attended routine prenatal care visits at our community clinic partner and authorized us to access their medical records, which included measured weights throughout pregnancy. In this process of predicting weight at gestational week 13, only weights measured before the start of intervention classes were included in the prediction models to eliminate any potential intervention effect on weight gain. Maternal health and pregnancy outcomes among Hispanics was a study previously conducted by Dr. Kiefer, the PI of Healthy Moms, between 1998 and 2002. This study in 1,041 mother-baby pairs was an observational study of Hispanic women receiving routine prenatal care at the same community clinic partner as the 190 Healthy Moms participants discussed on the previous slide. Weight data between weeks 13 and 27 were available for 947 women and were included in the prediction process. The inclusion of these women and their many measured weights will strengthen our process of predicting weight at gestational week 13. So the rate of weight gain for each woman, or the slope of each of these lines, is dependent on a variety of factors, possibly including age, number of previous live births, and height. As with any research study, information on some of these characteristics may be missing, and women with missing values for one or more covariates are normally excluded from the modeling process. However, in order to retain the strength of all 1,221 women in our prediction process, we chose to impute the missing covariate values. We used a multiple imputation model to obtain complete covariate data for all women participating in both study populations. Variables included in the imputation models are listed in the box on the right of the slide. This project was conducted completely in SAS version 9.2. Imputation models were calculated using PROC-MI, and 5 imputations were requested. And finally, we have arrived at the prediction procedure. Linear mixed models were used to predict weight at gestational week 13 because a woman need not be measured at every gestational week for a slope to be calculated using this method. We calculated a subject-specific slope model, also known as a random effects model, which included both a random intercept and a random slope. And the SAS code for this model is presented on the screen. We used the results of this model in 2 ways. First, we predicted weight at gestational week 13 by using the population average slope of the rate of weight gain, the parameter estimate of the gest week term, right here, to back calculate the week 13 weight for each woman from her first available measured weight. Second, we requested a predicted weight at gestational week 13 for each woman based on her random intercept and random slope using the outpred option. For a subset of 138 women with both a self-reported pre-pregnancy weight and an actual measured weight at week 13, we then compared the actual measured weight at week 13 to the results of 3 methods used to estimate weight at gestational week 13. First, to the prediction results using a fixed slope. Second, to the prediction results using a subject-specific slope. And third, to an estimated first trimester weight, which was calculated by adding 1.1 pounds to the self-reported pre-pregnancy weight to account for weight gain in the first trimester. Remember that mean estimates of first trimester weight gain range from 1.1 to 4.4 pounds. We chose to add 1.1 pounds to the self-reported pre-pregnancy weight to make this estimation method look as accurate as possible when compared to the actual measured weight at gestational week 13. So here we have plotted the subject-specific slopes for 10 randomly selected women in gray and the estimate of the fixed slope in red. The fixed slope estimated a rate of weight gain of 1.07 pounds per week, while the subject-specific slopes of these 138 women ranged from negative 0.33 pounds per week to 2.6 pounds per week. Although the fixed slope was a good representation of the slopes for the 10 randomly selected women, variation in subject-specific slopes is still apparent. This table compares the actual measured weight at week 13 to the results of the 3 methods used to estimate week 13 weight for 138 women with both a self-reported pre-pregnancy weight and a measured weight at week 13. The correlation of the actual measured weight in each estimation method was high. Even adding a constant amount to the self-reported pre-pregnancy weight resulted in a correlation of 0.9. The actual measured weight at week 13 was an average of 0.2 pounds less than the estimated first trimester weight, 0.8 pounds more than the prediction results using a fixed slope, and 0.4 pounds more than the prediction results using a subject-specific slope. However, here is where the similarities end, as a closer look at the results reveals striking differences between these estimation methods. The estimated first trimester weight, which is based on the self-reported pre-pregnancy weight, has the largest maximum and minimum differences from the actual measured week 13 weight. In addition, the estimated first trimester weight is at least 5 pounds different for 56% of women, and within 1 pound of the measured weight for only 9% of women. On the other hand, predicted results using a subject-specific slope have the smallest maximum and minimum differences from the actual measured weight at week 13, with 42% of predicted weights within 1 pound of the actual measured weight. Only 3.6% of predicted weights were 5 pounds or more different than the actual measured weight. Prediction results using a fixed slope were slightly less accurate than the prediction results using a subject-specific slope, but still a vast improvement over using an adjusted self-reported pre-pregnancy weight. Here we graph the difference between the actual measured weight at week 13 and the result of each estimation method. First, we graphed the difference between measured weight and the estimated first trimester weight, which is based on the self-reported pre-pregnancy weight. Note the relatively normal distribution of the differences between these two quantities. And please also note that two women with differences of greater than 40 pounds were excluded from this graph just for comparison purposes. So using a fixed slope to predict weight at gestational week 13, focus the distribution around the point of no difference between the measured and estimated weights. Only 5 predicted weights are more than 6 pounds different than the measured weight at week 13. And using a subject-specific slope to predict weight at gestational week 13 further focuses this distribution around the point of no difference between the actual weight and the predicted weight. Only 3 women have a predicted weight using a subject-specific slope that is more than 6 pounds different from the actual measured weight. So in conclusion, prediction using a subject-specific slope model is an accurate method to predict weight at gestational week 13. In addition, back calculating weight at gestational week 13 using the population average slope or the fixed slope is nearly as good as prediction using a subject-specific slope. And finally, there is high correlation but low agreement between self-reported pre-pregnancy weight and measured first trimester weights. And this project would not have been possible without our study participants, the women's health advocates, community health workers who led the intervention classes, community health and social services, our community clinic partner, and funding from the NIH. So thank you very much for your attention.